did not receive last week, then I think we have some few copies here. Who does have a copy of this? Who wants to copy? Technically, it will be the status of the relief. Okay, so, oh yeah, brother, you can be to those. So we will tackle this lesson. I don't know when are we going to finish this, but I said of maybe some Sundays that we can finish this up, and then it lingers longer as I expected, but no problem. We will just go on to that, carry on. Alright, so that's the judgment of Christ, and if you go back to your copy there, and we will go through this lesson. But before we jump to that, please, I just want to read to you some of these items that we have taken for the past few weeks. So the judgment of Christ is a day when the believers will give account of their works to God. So all of us, the Bible says, for we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. So everything in our life is recorded. From the moment you get up from the bed all the way until you go back to the bed, the Lord Jesus Christ, everything that we have done is recorded. That is in 2 Corinthians 5:10. 2 Corinthians 5:10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And also, the judgment seat of Christ is the judgment that will not determine whether we will be going to heaven or we will be going to hell. It's not about that. The judgment seat of Christ is already, the believers are already judged by the Lord Jesus Christ and their sins and punishment during the time that he offered his life at the cross of Calvary. So this is not about the judgment, whether you pass the threshold and enter heaven. But this is the judgment of your work as a Christian. From the moment you receive Christ, all the way that you die, all the way to his death, that person will receive the reward of what he has done for the Lord. And also, this is the day of rewards and disappointments. A lot of Christians will be disappointed when they see Christ, because they know that they have not done the things that Christ wanted them to do. In Revelation 22:12, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his word shall be. And also, the question there, how will believers be judged? That's in page number 3. So we will be judged by the Lord Jesus Christ, and our good works will be revealed, and our good works will be rewarded. And then, if you go through with that, in the second mark, how will we judge by the Lord Jesus Christ? And there is an expectation that many Christians will also lose their reward. And that is a sad thing if time will come that you will not do the work of the Lord in your life that God wants you to do, and then you will lose your reward. And then, for what does God want to reward us? So we mentioned that last week. For serving others. When we serve others, the Lord will reward us. That is in Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints. and do ministry. So when you serve others, other believers, the Lord will reward you. And Mark chapter 9, verse number 41, it says that, "For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward." So little thing that you do for the Lord and for his people, you will receive a reward. And also another thing that we can do that it will earn us rewards is giving to the poor. When you help those helpless, Proverbs 19:17 says, "He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will keep paying him again." So the Lord will reward you, especially when you help those people who cannot pay you back. So God blesses those who give to someone who cannot give back to them. Another thing that we can do to earn us rewards is for working with the Lord from our heart. When you come to church because you love the Lord, when you help others because you love the Lord, you will earn reward. It's because of your motive. And also for sharing the gospel. For sure, this is a very important part of our ministry, to share the gospel. Because it's very important that all of us must understand that without someone that shared to us the gospel, we cannot be here. So all of us are product of mission. All of us are product of the labor of some winners. The Bible says in 2 Romans 10, verse number 13, it says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom you have not heard or you have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom you have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" You see, and how shall they preach except they be sent? For it is written, "How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things." You see, the soul winners are very important. How shall they preach? Or how shall they hear without a preacher? And again, when you do that, the Lord will give you reward for your labor when you go out and tell others about the love of God, about the salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that earned us reward is for how we handle our speech. Notice in Matthew chapter 12, verse number 36, little thing that we say, every word, every idle word, or idle means useless word, or maybe jokes. You know, sometimes we joke, and sometimes it's vain. There's no use of the word. But we will give account. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." So everything, when we use the word, any word that we say, the Lord will ask questions about it. Why you say this word? So in other words, God doesn't want us to waste our words. God doesn't want us to just, you know, say anything that we want to say. So you have to say it with good reason why you say it. And then another thing is how we handle the trials in life. You get discouraged so soon when you have trials in your life. In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse number 7, "that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." Another thing that's recorded in the Bible that can earn us reward, number six, it says, "For how I manage what God entrusted to me." So every Christian has been uniquely gifted by God. Each one of us, we have been given by God gifts. And it's not all the same, but we all do have that. That's why even our time, even our health, even the ability to speak, even the ability to go to work, all of that is given from God. And especially those people who are really, we can say, it's a glory or a gift that they receive from the Lord. They have good voices. So if you allow the Lord to use your gift in singing, use it unto the Lord. So I hope that for many Christians in the past, they have gift from God and they use their gifts for the world. If you remember, Elvis Presley was a gifted singer, and then he was a Christian, and he was really, he grew up in the church, and he sang in churches, and later on, he stopped singing in the churches, he sang for the world. He used his talent to entertain and use his talents for the world. So your talents should be to the Lord, not for the world. That's why, if you remember the verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 19, the Bible says, "What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." So, now we belong to the Lord. Our body is no longer ours. Our talent is no longer ours. Our treasure, no longer ours. All of that, because the Lord bought us. He made us and He bought us. So all these things, if we manage what God entrusted to us and we use this for the glory of the Lord, then we will receive reward. So I will stop from there, and then we'll go to the quiz. If you turn to page number 7 in your notebook, page number 7 there, there are questions that you can write the answer to if you have your pen with you. Number 1, the quiz is the judgment seat of Christ is a day when believers will give an account to God for their words. Again, the judgment seat of Christ is a day when believers will give an account to God for their words. So now, you have to prove that. Where is it in the Bible? Because we in the Bible have this church. We don't say words. We don't say statements without basis in the scripture, especially when it comes to the final issues. Why we do things? Why we come to this church? Why we gather Sunday? Well, we have reason that in the Bible. We come to church because the Bible said so. In the first day of the week, because they come. And then the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10 that not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, so much more as you see that the day approaching. So we do things with a basis in the scripture. That's why when we have this statement, the judgment seat of Christ is a day when believers will give an account to God for their works. Why? Where is that in the scripture? So who can give me verse? Who can give me verse? Romans 14:10. That's correct. Romans 14:10. You should have taken a look at that. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. So it's in the scripture. Do not judge your brothers yet. Do not judge your sisters yet. Wait until the judgment seat of Christ, because that's a final judgment. Do not condemn. Do not condemn now. Ah, he's a sinner. People will change. If they will not change and death comes to them, then the Lord Jesus Christ will reveal it to us. So we will shun judgment. You know, let other people judge them, but we will not judge. Let us wait for the judgment of the Lord. Romans 14:12 also is another reason, another proof. Romans 14:12. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Verse 12. So then every one of us shall be account of himself to God. So, everyone, that means Do not worry about other people. Worry about yourself, because you will be facing God also yourself. If you judge others, oh, he's a rotten sinner. We are also, you know, are doing the same. We are also doing some bad things. So no one knows. The police doesn't know. The government doesn't know. The judges, the courts don't know. But we know that we have done something that is not right in the sight of God. The fact that we don't pray every day, that's also a sin. The fact that we eat our food and not praying, that is a sin. You just take it lightly, but God doesn't take it lightly. You receive blessing and you did not praise the Lord. You did not honor God. That is a sin. In everything that if a man knows what is good and do it, if not, to him it is a sin. So you don't give to the poor, that is a sin. We take it lightly. But in the eyes of God, this is a sin. If you throw food, you know, sometimes we in New Zealand, we have a lot of food. Sometimes we throw it. But other parts of the world, they have so much, need that they cannot eat food properly. They do not have the meals that they need every day. And we are throwing away, wasting. That is the sin. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ when he fed 3,000 people? When he fed 3,000 people out of five loaves and two loaves and five fishes, or the other way around. But with that food that he multiplied, 3,000 men were able to eat out of that small food that the Lord Jesus Christ miraculously multiplied. After all people have eaten and they are full, you know what the Lord Jesus Christ said? Gather the fragments. Gather the fragments. Fragments. Gather the fragments. I always say that because my pastor will always say fragments instead of fragments. So gather the fragments. So the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't want, he doesn't like wasting. That is why, even though you will become a billionaire, do not waste your money. Do not give it to anyone. And then end it up in labor shop. And then people will get drunk. Some people will die in drinking. So be wise in there. Because God, you know, he doesn't like wastage. So with that, we have to understand that all of us are sinners. Do not judge. If you see an alcoholic person, do not judge. You know, share the gospel. Help a person. Do not judge. If you see a prostitute, do not judge. Love them and help whatever you can help. If you see, people that are in sin, help them. How can we help them, Pastor? Share the gospel. Show them that there is Christ that can save them. No matter what sin they have done, the Lord can forgive them, because that is why he died on the cross for that sin.
Amen.
He died on the cross for the sin of the world. Bible says, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. We have been forgiven by the Lord, and thank God that we have been forgiven. He took away my drinking, he took away my gambling, he took away all those, you know, all those drug music that I memorized in the head. How I was, you know, gripped and in bondage of things of the world, and things of Satan. I followed the songs and the lyrics there. I memorized the lyrics of Guns N' Roses. But the Lord took that, and now I didn't memorize them. And I thank God that I didn't memorize them now. But for all those years, thank God that he saved me in 1993. You see, God took away my sins. He said, as far as the east, where's the east? Over there. As far as there is from the west, so far have I removed thy sins from you. Oh, thank God. If you can pinpoint where is the point of the east and where is the point of the west, that's very far. And that is how far also God separated our sins from us. In other words, when our sins are separated, then we are forgiven. We are clean. We are blameless. We are righteous. We are holy in the sight of God. That is, you know, the work of Christ. So therefore, no matter how sinful the people are, all we need to do not judge them, but love them and show them the gospel. Anyway, when they die and they do not repent, for sure they will go to hell. But while they're still alive, they have hope. That is why we are here. That is the reason why our church is here. So that this can be a beacon of light. That people who live in darkness, they can find light in the Lord. And through us, because we are the church. The Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world. But that light of the world that came 2,000 years ago lives in our heart. So therefore, the light is enough in us. So we should be the light of the world. That is why we should be light and we should be the salt of the earth. That through us, people in darkness might see God. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 16. Matthew 5, 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. And then after they see your good works, the people of Mount Zion Bible Baptist Church, they can see God. We are not, you know, the ones to be seen. It should be God who will be glorified. Not people, you know, to be proud of us, but for the Lord Jesus Christ to be magnified. So do not judge. We will stop judging one another. Let us wait until the judgment seat of Christ, because that is the ultimate judgment. There's no other judgment for the Christians but that judgment seat of Christ. So number two in our lesson. Number two. The judgment seat of Christ is a day of rewards and
disappointments
of believers. For believers. You know you are a believer today? Thank God that you are a believer. But there is perhaps disappointment or hopefully reward for us. So what's the verse? What's the verse that proves this? Where is it in the Bible? Because if you say that to me, Pastor, I will not believe it. If you will say words to me, I will not believe it. Unless it is in the Bible. That should be your stand. If I say something, do not believe it. Until you see it in the scripture. Because I am here, I'm not making religion, I'm not making laws. But we have the law of God in the Word of God. So where is that in the scripture? Who can give me answer to that? Where is that in the Bible?
22:12.
Revelation chapter 22, verse number
12.
Revelation 22:12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his word shall be. That is the proof that there is indeed this reward that the Lord Jesus Christ will give. And also, there's another verse that proves that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. So we will receive reward or we will receive disappointment. Number three. Our good works will be
revealed
and
rewarded
when we are judged. Oh, the secret things that we have done will be revealed. Everything that we have done in the closet We'll be out in the open. Everything that we whisper in the ear will be proclaimed. And all the angels can hear it. And all the people, billions of people can hear it. Whatever you whisper in the ear, billions of people can hear it. And the worst is Jesus Christ hears it. Our God that we please, our Lord that we serve, can hear it. That is going to be a scary moment, but that is true. Now, where is the verse, Pastor? Where is the verse? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 11 to 15. Bible says, for I am in condition to know my name, and that is name, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the name shall declare, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. And if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. At 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the Lord God, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. Again, there is another verse that's not written here. The verse in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 13 and 14. Wow, that's very strong verse there. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every word into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And now here you can see all the things that we have done. If you are a person that really, you know, no one notices your good works, praise the Lord, because you will be rewarded by God for the good works that you have done. But the problem is our secrets, most of them are hidden. The good things that we have done in secret will be revealed. And the bad things also will be revealed. But most of our secrets are not good. That is why it is going to be very shameful. Now, so number four. Now, this is now your own words. Describe the meaning of 1 Corinthians 4, chapter 4, verse number 5. That is your own word. How are you going to deal with this verse? Judge nothing before the time. How are you going to do that? What is your understanding in that verse? So, that verse is very simple English. And you have to be aware that we don't have to judge too soon. Do not be too soon to judge other people. The reason being, God will expose them. God will expose all secret deeds of men. That is why we don't have to worry about it. Alright, so number five. Page 8 of your notes. Now, list here 5 things for which we will be rewarded at the judgment seat of Christ. Letter A. Serving others. So we have that read a while ago in Hebrews chapter 6, and that's a proof verse. Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 10, and Mark chapter 9, verse number 41. Then letter B, giving to the poor. The verse there is Proverbs 19, verse number 17. God is very rich God. He owns the universe. He owns the gold. He owns the silver. He owns the land. He owns the ocean. He owns the water. He owns the rain. And we pay water. And my bill, wow, it's so high. My water bill is so high. And my father owns all the water in the ocean. He rained upon us with millions of gallons of water every day. My father owns it. If you pay that, like the way we pay our water rate, oh, that's a lot of money. And that is every day to God. Every day He's giving it for free. That is how rich our God is. And He owns. And you know what? He's not a debtor to any. The Lord is not a debtor to anyone. He owns everything. But I will tell you, in order for the Lord to be in debt to you, this is what you need to do. Proverbs 19:17. This is the only way that you can make God a debtor. He said here, He that hath pity upon the poor, lendeth unto the Lord. Wow, the Lord will become a lender to you. You become a lender to the Lord. The Lord will become, will owe something. He that hath pity upon the poor, lendeth unto the Lord. And that which he hath given, will he pay him again. You can make God a debtor. Now here, also listed in Luke chapter 14, but we don't go there. In letter C, what is that? Sharing the gospel. That means you have to tell the people what you receive. You receive salvation, share it to the people around. Give people hope because they do not hope. People do not have hope for heaven. But you have hope for heaven. So share it to people so that they also can share the hope. Share it the gospel. John chapter 4, verse number 36. This should be John chapter 3, verse 4. Okay. And he that giveth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. That both he that soweth and he that giveth may rejoice together. The person that shares the gospel will receive reward. And the person also that disciples will say, you know, when you become saved, you need to be discipled so that you will learn things of God. So the person that shared the gospel will have his reward. And the other person that explained, you know, Christian life, Christian living, will also have his reward. So when we give, or when we share the gospel, we will have reward. Psalm chapter 126, verse number 5 and 6. He that soweth, they that sow it here shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and giveth very precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Right? Remember the letter D. What's the letter D? For how I handled the trials in my life. If you will handle trials properly and, you know, faithful to the Lord, despite all, you will receive reward. Where's the verse? First Peter chapter 1 verse 7. That the trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. You do not go wild and do not, you know, throw your plates on the wall. You don't have to do that. Praise the Lord. Lord, I lost my job, so now you have a work for me now. You have to find me a job. Lord, I cannot pay my rent. So it's time for you now to help me. Lord, my child is sick. It's time for you to heal my child. I'll tell you, praise the Lord, whatever circumstance you have in your life. Can you see the verse in Habakkuk? This is a very beautiful verse. Habakkuk chapter 3, I think verse 17. He said here, look at this Habakkuk. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no wheat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no earth in the souls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Whether we have money or not. Lord, thank you that, you know, I got caught speeding. Whatever happens, we praise the Lord. And that is the way where the Lord will be glorified. That you don't charge the Lord foolishly. Sometimes many Christians will charge the Lord foolishly. They will say, Lord, I am faithful to you and this is what I want. Wow. Lord, you are unfair. You know, those people, they do not love you and they are rich. And why, Lord, that Christian people are poor? Why you allow this? You know, people are sick, and why you allow these people to die? And those people who are evil, and they are filthy rich. Sometimes people will charge God like that. They don't understand that sometimes the Lord will allow us to go to trials so that the praises of God will be magnified, so that the praises of the Lord will be exalted, and his name will be exalted. That's what Habakkuk did. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, even though I go bankrupt, even though I cannot eat three times a day, even though I cannot find a medicine for my child, whatever happens, I will rejoice in the Lord. That is 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. Peace. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7 again. It says, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise. You see the word? Might be found unto praise. That is the real purpose there of trial. It's not that God is mean. God is not mean. It's not that God is, you know, cruel. God is a loving God. He knows your need. He knows your situation. He knows your travail, the pain that you go through, the hardship. But I want to tell you, poverty in this world is nothing. The Bible says, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man what God hath prepared for them that love him. You just don't realize what is now God has prepared for us. The Bible shows us glimpse of heaven. Glimpse, just glimpse. And we have not understood the entirety of what God has prepared. But we can see the glimpse that in heaven you will walk the streets of gold. Here, gold, you know, if you have a kilo of gold, wow, that will be $70,000. Just a kilo of gold. Wow. If I have, you know, one whole box of gold, I will be very rich. I'll tell you, if you possess gold in heaven, the rest of the people will laugh at you. Because that is a strength. It's like you're taking some asphalt from the road. A and you're so proud, oh, I have a kilo of asparagus. People will laugh. Oh, why? It's good, it's good. We step on that here. I will tell you, in heaven, you step on that door. That is why whatever hardship we have in the world is nothing. There is nothing that can compare heaven. That's what God said. Nothing can compare heaven. That is why it is worth loving the Lord despite the hardship, despite the pain, despite the trials. It's worth loving the Lord. Letter E. Last one here. For how I manage what God entrusted to me. If you are so stingy for the Lord's work, if you do not care about the Lord's work, you do not care, you do not share your treasure, I'll tell you, you will regret every dollar that you withheld for the work of the Lord. When you get to heaven, you will regret. There is a song that says, oh, I wonder why I didn't love you from the start. Because when you get there, this world is nothing. Nothing here can compare what Jesus Christ has prepared for us. So if you know, withhold all these things that is needed in the ministry, and we withhold it, you will miss the reward of that. You will miss the reward. Now, let's go to the memory verses so that we can finally close this book. The memory verses. Now what we need to do, just quickly, I hope you have your copy. Who doesn't have a copy? Brother Andre, did you still have that? Okay, give to those individuals. We will have memory verses now. We need pairs. So you find a pair, just quickly, memorize the verse, and then sign it off at the bottom, or on the side of the verse, sign off. Put your name if you are the person that signs off. And then I will get the points of this later on, because as I told you, I have a very beautiful Bible that will be given to the, there are 10 of that, so 10 will receive maybe those numbers or memory verses that we have done. We receive the Bible after we finish the whole book. Okay? But I don't think you have memorized this. I don't think you are ready. So we will do it as an assignment. But when you memorize the verses, have someone to write their name and sign it to say that you have memorized it well. Okay? So we will just make it as an assignment. So grab a copy of this book, Judgment Seat of Christ. Grab a copy and then fill out the blanks there, and then memorize the verse, and then have someone to sign it off. Alright? So that will be it for our Sunday school, and we will now dismiss after the prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for the blessing of your word. Thank you for the lesson about the judgment seat of Christ. Oh, what an expectation, Lord, that you have now placed upon our hearts, and to see that you are going to set every one of us to stand before you. And then, Lord, all the things that we have done in our life from the moment that we received the Lord Jesus, from the moment that we got saved until the moment that we die, or the moment that we be taken to the rapture, Lord, you will allow us to give an account. And Lord, what a terrible day it is for us who do not love you here in this world. But Lord, but what a blessing it is for us also that serve you faithfully. And Lord, I pray that more and more people will come and serve you, because you deserve our service, O God. And Lord, bless all of us on this day. And help us, Lord, to rejoice in whatever circumstance that we have in life. And that, Lord, you will find our work and life here on earth faithful. And that, oh God, you will receive the praise and glory and honor in our life. Bless, Lord, your people once again. Thank you for goodness. And Lord, thank you for this Sunday school. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's take a break for 10 minutes and we'll come back here. We have some folks.